This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. It is the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's why we do it. That's what we do, and this is why we do it. We want you to have the ability to call in and talk about what you want. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And Ian, our normal Saturday night host, who's sitting here in the first chair, he is off in Tokyo right now. But we are celebrating. He is, he's given me the opportunity to announce. I knew it was coming, but I didn't know when exactly. He said, go ahead and announce it. We are now on 200 radio stations across the U.S. It's been a long time coming.
203.
Is that what the...
That's the official count.
Affiliates.freetalklive.com website says. Well, we'll probably stay above it because it would be hard to lose three affiliates in a given time period before we... The way we add and subtract affiliates...
Sure.
...will probably not dip below. Just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I could get on the air and I could say something completely outrageous and maybe I drop a few. I don't know. Yeah, you know, never know for sure. We have talked about this evening... Families' rights to make decisions over medical procedures for their kids. We've also talked about, I guess, another medical procedure that is a mother getting an abortion, a family medical procedure?
In some circles, certainly.
Kind of a sick way.
Yep.
Talked about abortion, the way its laws are changing in the South, and I guess they were changing in the North. One caller made the point. And you've got a story about, I guess, some busts of some... airline employees or something?
I've got a story about keeping America safe.
Okay.
Because that's always important. This story comes to us from Trending in Travel. 9 Dallas-Fort Worth airport employees admit to drug conspiracy laws. So thank goodness we've got our FBI on task and Homeland Security. 9 airline employees.
So when the FBI does some investigation, sometimes, you know, they're really uncovering some great stuff. I'm not saying that the men and women of the Federal Bureau of Investigations aren't necessarily are always wrong every time. But there are times when it kind of seems like they're almost the ones that are doing all the crime and they're just finding somebody to take the fall for it, you know, where they come up with a plan. They come up with the munitions or whatever, the drugs in this case. They come up with everything, and then they find somebody to take a fall for it. What's going on here?
I'm not saying that this may be one of those situations. Let's just get into it. 9 airline employees at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport were arrested about a year ago, this is just coming out, for plotting to smuggle drugs out of the airport.
Okay.
Since then, they've admitted to be willing to smuggle anything on board a commercial airline for money, including drugs, weapons, and plastic explosives.
That's pretty scary.
It is. The 9 employees included a baggage scanner, baggage handler, and other employees who could monitor bags being placed on and off Spirit Airlines and Envoy Air aircrafts. A 10th employee involved in the ring is a fugitive. These folks, and this is a quote, these folks sold their positions, betrayed the public trust, abused their positions at the airport to make a dollar, and put everyone at risk, unquote. Yeah. Assistant U.S. Attorney George Leal said during a detention hearing.
I'm not sure anybody who works like in these situations really thinks that they have the government's, the public's trust. I mean, are we paying people for public trust? Because in a lot of cases, these are not particularly well-compensated employees.
Well, and, just by their positions, Mark, come right. on. This is undoubtedly, and here's a direct quote from the U.S. Attorney, quote, they put the safety of the public in danger, unquote. So there. The employees, 9 employees, believe they were smuggling methamphetamine into commercial airlines for Italian organized crime located in other states.
Is there still Italian organized crime, or is this some just trope that it's sort of whipped up? So, first off, if you're talking about Italian organized crime, people believe that there's some kind of code that goes beneath it, right?
Sure. I mean, Cosa Nostra.
Right. I mean, ultimately, these people are, or at least this legend, I'm not even sure they exist anymore, but they're just a competitive government. Ultimately, right? A government is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege and the use of violence over a given landmass.
There you go.
What is the functional difference between a gang, specifically, somebody like the Cosa Nostra or whatever, who has a sort of a moral underpinning to it?
Sure.
And a government, when the Cosa Nostra says, hey, this is our block here, you know, and you can't do business here unless you pay us. You know what I mean? I mean, what's the difference between taxes and protection money?
Protection money is generally more affordable.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
There you go. The nine employees. In actuality, the nine employees.
And by the way, they kind of threw in the terminology, C4 plastic explosives here.
Absolutely.
To make sure that I was good and scared, but they said that they were arrested for methamphetamines.
It was part of this drug smuggling ring, but they might be willing to smuggle plastic explosives too.
Somebody in here, probably the stoolie, right? He says, hey, we'd have done anything for a dollar.
Right.
Just make sure I get a little less time than everybody else. At this point, I'm not interested in what they would have done. I'm interested in what they did do. And what they did do, apparently, is to distribute fake methamphetamines, right?
Well, and all nine employees were part of an FBI undercover operation. The methamphetamine was fake. During the detention hearing, Ray Harrison, lead FBI agent in the case, said, quote, on each transaction, the undercovers who were Italian and portrayed themselves as Italian organized crime figures, pulled out the kilos, showed it to them, counted it, told them it was crystal meth, and told them if they were tampered with, they would not be paid the second half payment once it landed in their destination.
Now,
so in a nutshell, there was never any meth. There was never any plastic explosive.
It's interesting that the laws are written in such a fashion that you can get convicted of trafficking some drugs when you did not traffic drugs.
There were no drugs.
Right, there were no drugs. But on the other hand, I think it's also interesting, and a bit of an insult to Italian Americans all over the nation, that they decided to do this as Italian mobsters. My wife is Italian, half Italian, and her father is 100% Italian. And, no. Well, I don't know what this is. Sorry. Anyway, these people have an Italian last name.
Right, right, right.
And the jokes that these people make at mealtime on, like, holidays, I think that they're intended to specifically unnerve a waspy kid like me.
Right.
But, like, you know, the cement shoes and taking care of the problem, this kind of thing.
Well, this goes on. At one point, Nelson Poblone, 47, the quote, ringleader, even considered having a fellow airline worker involved in the smuggling killed because he thought the man was working with law enforcement. Quote, he had actually reached out to his brother down in San Antonio to act as a hitman, unquote, Harrison, the FBI agent, said. Now, keep in mind, there was no smuggling. There was nothing. So what? If this guy was actually talking to law enforcement, maybe he would have uncovered the fact that they weren't doing anything wrong.
Well, law enforcement is not above throwing in some fake stuff here and then, you know, convicting people for trafficking it or whatever.
Yeah, and it happens all the time. It's not just, you know, drug smuggling and things like this, and this story is absolutely absurd.
So what do you think? Do you think that the FBI is wasting our time with this?
They're wasting our time and God knows how much money, how much taxpayer money. It's no different than when you hear that the FBI has solved another terrorist plot that's happened on U.S. soil, and we hear this with some regularity, at least once a year. There's some story.
Presumably the terrorists were willing to harm people. These folks here, none of them are accused of doing anything that harmed, any more harm than somebody who works at a local drugstore that's dishing out prescribed medication that came from a doctor. This is just unprescribed medication, essentially. Yeah, it's bathtub gin, but the reason it's bathtub gin is because the government doesn't allow people to buy this stuff legally. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453, as in freedom, here on Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I was vacuuming the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition. Come on and call in. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE is in freedom. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
By the way, you can also use our Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com. There you will find an app that you can upload, download on your phone, and you can use it to call in Free Talk Live. And you sound a lot better. It's discord.freetalklive.com. And we are talking about... Oh, quick, before we go on with the story, I want to tell you about ForkFest. This is the festival that we're having at Rogers Campground, June 13th through the 18th. So it's coming right up. It's if you want to camp with other liberty-minded individuals in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, you can, you know, come with your RV or, you know, you can have a tent or a motel room, whatever you want to do. It's decentralized. Everybody's doing what they want. No one's being charged for anything. No one is in charge of anything. People are giving speeches. People are, you know, holding seminars. There's one guy who's doing man camp where you can learn how to forge, like with a hammer and beat on metal and stuff. Another guy's doing drone things. People are serving food. It's forkfest.party. You want to come and find out more? Since third year, we go up there and do Free Talk Live, forkfest.party. And it's a party had by all. Go on, Chris. There's more about this story where the FBI is pretending to be the Italian mafia, huh? And, hey, you want to run a little meth, make a little money, huh? Well, what you'll do is you'll make me, you'll give me a promotion at the FBI, huh? It looks good when I bust people who otherwise would not have done anything.
Because they did do nothing. They did not smuggle meth, even though that's what the charges are over, and they were... basically
they
told
they probably would have smuggled meth. They did not.
But they did not. They were never given meth to smuggle. Yet
yes.
This is the remarkable break that the FBI has made, and nine people are going to go to jail most likely for this.
And I'm not saying that these people don't need some kind of stern talking to, a finger wagging, as it were. You know, I mean, they obviously abused their positions and shouldn't have been doing this and all that stuff, but. I mean, are we really served as the public where young men, it appears, are, you know, tossed into a situation lured by money? What a surprise.
Right.
Some people can be lured by money into doing things that, although they don't have a victim, might be considered illegal.
So here's a hypothetical. Let's say that you had, say, God forbid, you did some government contract and you knew that security was an utmost importance and you would, your livelihood somehow would rely on being reliable. I just can picture this as an internal thing where you would say, you know what, it's almost like a secret shopper. Go around, ask our employees, see if you can trick one of them into, like, smuggling some meth on a plane.
Yeah.
And then if they do, if they say yes, then HR needs to talk to them, and we may need to get involved. We may need to look at how they got hired. What did we miss in the background check? Questions like this. But no, the FBI makes literally a federal case out of it and threatens to throw these guys in jail. The airline workers agreed to plead guilty to drug conspiracy charges in a Dallas federal court. The ringleader, Nelson Pabon, 47.
Hey, Nelson Pablon.
Faces up to 40 years in sentencing. So 40 years in sentencing for no crime. As for the safety of DFW Airport, spokeswoman Cynthia Vega says that,
perfectly fine here.
Says that some changes have been made. Unbelievable.
Let's go to the phones. Eric's calling in from Texas. Listen on Tune In. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Eric. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm calling in from Houston. How are you guys?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Good.
Good, good. Well, I was just calling because I'm actually in favor of the wall that Trump wants to build.
Why is that?
And I live here in Texas. I mean, it just depends on, I guess, which perspective you're looking at it from. But
well, your
you
perspective.
Know,
what's
yeah,
your big reason? Well, why do you want a wall?
Well, I think Bill Gates said it best about... in the next 15 years, we're going to see more innovation than we've seen in the last 250 years.
Will it be inside the U.S.?
AI, what's that?
Will it be inside the U.S. or outside?
Inside the U.S., most likely with AI and different things.
Take your word for it.
You know, and workers are going to be fired, and no longer low-skilled workers won't have a job. And we have a whole bunch of people pouring into our country how are we going to pay? Where are they going to work? And if there's a welfare system, how are we going to pay for that?
So you're playing amateur economists. So you're determining, even though we have the lowest lowest unemployment in my lifetime right now, you're concerned that maybe 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, we won't have as good. But, I mean, these people are also sneaking back across the border in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
Every year people are sneaking both directions. I mean, won't they just leave if they can't find work?
Can't get a job.
Well, I mean, if Congress would pass a law that there was no incentive, then I think we would agree completely.
Oh, I agree completely.
Well, I would also go further to say that Congress has passed many laws that make it illegal for them to do all sorts of things.
No, that doesn't
change anything.
The problem is that Congress is handing out a bunch of freebies, and then everybody's getting upset that stray cats come by and eat out of the free cat bowl, right?
Right.
Well, what a surprise. I would say this, Eric. The wall isn't going to solve that problem. You know, whether I agree or disagree with you is immaterial. I worked for the state of Florida, in some capacity, have some experience with prisons, and I can tell you it isn't walls and fences that keep people in prisons. It's the guard on the other side with the gun. So if a wall or a fence or whatever is put up, within a day, there's going to be holes in it if it's just left unattended. So building a wall isn't going to do anything. You've got to have the staff there to protect the wall. If you have the staff, then you don't need the wall because the staff is already there. So the wall is just a make-work program. It's a boondoggle.
If there's no incentive for them to come, then we don't need a wall. But if we don't,
the incentive, part of the incentive is like employment, and there's a demand. I hate to say this, and people hate to hear it, but there's a demand for low-skilled employees to do low-skilled jobs.
Sure.
And if you want proof of that, look at the fact that 60 to 70% of our agriculture is not performed by Americans. It's performed by illegal aliens and legal aliens. Legal,
yeah,
too.
I see that a lot here in Texas. I'm not even going to lie. They're at Home Depot, and they want work, and I feel for them. But yet, we have homeless people all over the streets of Houston.
Who don't want to work.
Yeah, but if the homeless people wanted the job,
I can see that.
The homeless people wanted the job, they'd be out there at Home Depot. They say they do. But if they wanted, you know a man is telling the truth by his actions. If homeless people were worth employing, and if they wanted the job, then employers would find ways to get homeless people out there to do it. But, you know, the newspapers and online news outlets, they're full of these stories of people, homeless people, beggars, I don't know what else to call them, that are offered opportunity to do work, and they turn it down because it's too low pay.
Well, that's almost too bad. We should just pick them up, put them in a bus, and say, this is what you're going to work, this is where you're going to stay, and then you can leave, but you got to come back, and how are you going to leave?
That'll work.
Yeah, well, I mean,
thanks
paid
for calling, Eric.
Paid.
Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Weather Service in New Orleans warned of life-threatening flash flooding in the area Saturday night through Sunday morning as heavy rain continues to pound southeast Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. National Weather Service meteorologist Charles Ressler with some reminders.
Don't drive to high water. It's very difficult to determine the depth of the water at night, and so just exercise some common sense.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan was in McAllen, Texas on Saturday and he says he intends to accelerate the plan to secure the border and bolster the administration's ability to accomplish that without the Pentagon's continuous help. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, says the only reason the Pentagon has to step in is because
Congress isn't doing their job. The president is left to use his authorities to actually look at ways that he can solve a crisis.
Judd was speaking on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk live, and you're free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And let's go right to the phones, Chris. We've got no housekeeping to take care of here. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Tetris calling in on the Discord lines. Ladies and gentlemen who are listening all across the fruited plain, listen to how clear this sounds. This could be you if you called in on the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com. Takes a little more work initially, but then after that, it's easier. Discord.freetalklive.com. Tetris, what's on your mind?
I was wanting to talk about the Loan Shark Prevention Act, which is being proposed by Bernie Sanders and Occasional Cortex, which would basically use the Postal Service as a bank.
Hold on. What's the post office have to do with loan sharks?
The bill not only caps the interest of payday lenders, but the argument is a lot of lower-income communities don't have banks because it's not considered profitable.
All right.
So what they want to do is they want to make it so the Postal Service can give loans in place of banks.
And because
so that way these people have money.
The post office already exists, so...
It has locations.
It has locations that it could go in and do. And by the way, who doesn't want to wait in those lines, right? I mean, another opportunity to get in more longer lines.
Well, post office lines, those are the best kinds at all.
I mean, only to be outdone by the DMV.
True.
And who doesn't love that pen with the chain to the table?
Right. I mean, I'm at a bank. What is it? I'm looking at it right here. TD Bank. And I'm not doing a commercial for it or anything like that, but this bank is open on the weekends. It is open late. It gives away free pens. There's like buckets of pens sitting there. They want you to take their pen. It's not, no longer are you shamed for not having a pen or anything like that. They just take one with you.
Please.
Here's a sucker. You know, whatever it takes.
Gum.
Yeah. They have their own custom suckers. They're purple and green to match their colors.
Yes, they do.
And what's weird to me is the Postal Service loses, like, I think, $4 billion a year.
Yeah.
How exactly are they going to, you know, get people that come in, take a loan, and then just never pay it back? How are they going to make money then?
The post office is in an unenviable position in so much as they have this mandate at which... The government mandates their pricing, but they also enjoy a monopoly on first-class mail.
Yep.
So, you know, they live in this sort of netherworld as a quasi-governmental organization. People will tell you they're private. They're not. If they were private, then they'd offer banking services or not offer banking services at their whim. Nobody's telling the local grocery store whether or not they can offer banking services.
And also a huge union shop, too.
Yeah, they are a big union shop. Walmart offers banking services now, and they do it in low-income
communities. I'm a member of their bank, actually.
I hear good things. I don't know. I'm not a member of their bank. I'm a credit union guy. If I can get a credit union, I'm going to use it. But, I mean, it just, you know, this is just the government attempting to pound another square peg into another round hole. I'm not saying that... No, I don't know. What's Bernie Sanders know about banking? Why is he making these determinations? The post office should be deciding this.
He's been advocating this for decades because apparently, and I'm not too sure on this, but I've heard that the U.S. Postal Service did this for about 60 years.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Then why were they told to stop?
I have no clue. Right, probably because the government realized they sucked at everything and they would also suck at banking.
I don't have an opinion on the post office running a bank, because the post office should be able to run a bank if it wants to, because the post office should be a private organization that is not subsidized or by the government in so far as the rents go on their postal buildings. They should not have their prices capped by Congress. They shouldn't have a mandate for their pension funds that is any different than any other organization, which they do. And, you know, they should just be able to do what they want. To me, what they are, I see them for what they are.
A waste of money.
Well, they're an ad venue, a government subsidized ad venue. They deliver junk mail and occasionally other things. But they are, they're a cheap way, a socialized manner, a government subsidized way for companies to get their paper to you.
And I've never thought about it that way.
Yes,
ever.
That's what it is.
That's solid.
And you can't get it to stop. You know, you can't just go to the post office and be like, I don't want any more mail, like Cosmo Kramer did on Seinfeld, because they'll just tell you, no, you have to get your mail.
Well, I did pull it off at one point. I built a house, and I never put a postal box in front of it. If you just rip it out from in front of your house, then they can't deliver mail to you anymore.
I was always told that that was against the law, and destroying the, you know, ripping off the postal box was destroying government property.
Nope. That can't possibly be the case, because how come I can put a new one in?
So, actually, the Postal Service maintains postal banking from 1911 to 1967, allowing citizens to open small savings accounts at local post offices. So,
now, was that managed by the regional post office or the federal government?
Let's see. This allowed citizens to open a small savings bank. Actually, a better approach than partnering with banks, they say. This is coming to us from The Nation. The system was so successful that after World War II, it had a balance of $3 billion, roughly $30 billion in today's dollars.
Congress, I consider that a lot or a little. I don't even know.
Congress did away with postal banking in the 1960s, but post offices in other countries, including Japan, Germany, China, and South Korea, provide banking services. So
again, if the post office wants to provide banking services, then the post office should be able to do that. But I shouldn't be taxed 1 cent to subsidize in any way.
It just makes me nervous because it's basically being done as a way to
combat payday lending, which people think is a problem. Sure. It's like nobody's telling you to take the loan.
Right, and payday lending needs to be called what it is. It's banking for poor people. If you're taking a payday loan, if you're going and getting your check cashed at a payday place, it's likely that you have, probably made some poor decisions when it comes to banking prior to that. And I'm not saying that I consider banks to be delightful organizations. I have been there, ladies and gentlemen. I have bounced checks. I know what it's like. But you gotta pay them, and you gotta keep your checking account solvent. You don't use your checking account with your debit card. You should have a separate checking account for paying your bills, and then an account for running your debit card.
I'm going to be a little more skeptical when I say this is just a blatant attempt to nationalize banks.
Banks are nationalized.
I know that. But this is a forced nationalization of a level of bank customer that doesn't play. They don't play. They don't go through the big banks that are already subsidized. These guys deal with private individuals. Well, they can now get this final portion. Right. My suggestion would be learn about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and be your own bank.
Right. Instead of what we call a corporatist banking structure where the government finds some banks too big to fail and bails them out if they have problems, but not the rest of us, just the banks.
Right.
Then we would have a socialist banking system where the government is the bank.
Yes.
I agree.
It's just another attempt to take over another aspect of our lives.
Yeah, they have no business. The government has no business doing this. But the post office is quasi private. It's people tell you it's somewhat private. I say make it totally private, and if they want our open banking services, fine.
I never use the post office to deliver anything because I find that FedEx gets it to my door way faster.
Individuals rarely use the post office, but if you start running a business, like if you were doing an eBay business or something like that, you'd probably find very quickly that it's the post office, since because it's subsidized, because it has these mandated rates and that sort of thing, it just gets it there a lot less costly. FedEx and UPS, they may have slower delivery systems, but it just costs more. And people don't want to pay it if they can avoid it. People don't like paying shipping charges. You can have a higher product with free, quote-unquote, free shipping,
right,
and people will buy that more often. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Tetris.
Yep.
The number is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Or you could use the Discord line. Sound great, like Tetris just did there. Just go to discord.freetalklive.com and download the app. It's pretty self-explanatory from there. Discord.freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's the final segment of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
Check out amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com, where you can support Free Talk Live and our mission, which is to allow people to talk about whatever they want to talk about on the radio and to spread the ideas of liberty far and wide. That's our goal. That's what we do. And, you know, I was just thinking, this is the final segment of the show, and we'll be heading home after this. But I don't feel like I did when I worked in, you know, so many other jobs that I worked in. I've had a whole variety of them mm-hmm. in the past. And, yeah, I was, you know, looking at the clock, ready to go, and all those kind of things. This job, so awesome. And it's the listeners that have made it so awesome.
Right.
And the reason that we're on 200 radio stations now. Thank you, amplifiers. Thank you, listeners. Thank you for allowing me to do this work for since 2002.
Crazy.
I wasn't getting paid to do it since 2002. I really didn't do this as a job until somewhere around 2008. So that's like a 6-year period where I was doing it as a hobby before that. So I guess I put my time in. Let's go to Joe calling in from Michigan. Let's sing on Global Star Radio. What is that, Joe?
It's a talk radio program that I call in on my phone and
okay.
just listen to their stuff.
Oh, okay. Anyway, nice. not familiar with it, but I'm glad they're carrying us.
I got an idea for the post office. You know how everybody's
right.
always worried about their emails and stuff? They're always being hacked and copied and phishing scams and you name it. Well, the post office ought to set up a division and offer email accounts, you know, under federal protection so that the emails will have all the same federal protections that the mail does. Because we all know that U.S. Postal mail has a ton of federal protections on it. So,
yeah, there's something called mail fraud. I'm not entirely sure what that is, but like sending lies through the mail or something.
Yes, you'll go to jail.
They got all kinds of stuff, from what I understand. But anyway, if they started an email service and put it under the, there's a fancy word, auspices of the mail, so
yeah.
that it would have all these federal protections,
charge $10 or $15 a year or some kind of subscription, and then maybe they can become solvent. But the thing is, if it's protected by federal law, then anybody who starts messing with it is going to be messing with the law at the same time. So, you know, they can get themselves in a lot of trouble. And they could probably, and honestly, I heard this idea from the guy that invented the email. He was on a talk show I was listening to. Yeah. He invented it in like 1992 or something like that. He wrote a proposal, sent it to the post office like 15 years ago, and they just said no. Because originally it was his idea, but it makes complete sense to me.
Right. You know how sometimes different people invent things and they didn't know that somebody else had already invented them? I've done this a million times.
Yeah, yeah.
My friend Kathy came up with the exact same idea. It was when, after faxes, after the post office lost out on faxing, how, you know, instead of just having the post office provide a fax service, if people needed it, didn't want to buy a fax machine, but they need to receive a fax. She came up with the same idea for email, and she took it to her bosses, and just, yeah, that's not going to happen.
I don't think it's a terrible idea, honestly, if you can, I mean, because it's a governmental agency,
yeah.
And yeah, if they offer all these services, basically the spammers might be scared to spam
right.
somebody, and then people would
that's
want this spam-free site.
Right.
I don't know, it might be too late at this point, Joe.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, but it's just an idea. And plus, they might be able to make money off it. The one caller says that they're $4 billion annually in debt. Maybe they might be able to become solvent. Who knows?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having the protection of that, you know. I would probably pay for it.
Oh, there you go. There's one person. Somebody at the post office is listening. Thank you for the call, Joe.
Thanks, man.
Really appreciate that. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Maple syrup.
That's right. You're making fun of the Japanese government confiscating my maple syrup.
Boy,
when I was in Tokyo just recently.
Ohio Gathemis. I think I heard you speak earlier when the beginning of the program. You said something like my normal co-host Ian.
Well, yeah, that's a completely unfair statement, isn't it?
Tongue in cheek.
Yes. Yes. My regular co-host.
Right.
Of course, then we might be getting into his gastrointestinal health, I guess. So I don't know.
He used to keep a calendar in the studio where he would write his bowel movements on, like he'd notate them on the calendar. You know, I'm looking at the times written on there, and I'm like, Ian, what are these times here on the calendar? And I knew what they were. Because I know what kind of guy he is.
Right.
And he, you know, revealed to me what they were. And
sometimes you hate to be right.
I've still got a picture of this. I took a picture so that I would have this. I don't know what year it's from. 2008 or something.
So then is he indeed your regular co-host?
He was pretty regular at the time. He tries to eat a salad every other day or something like that. Good for a young man who's single. I'm impressed. I'd eat fewer salads if my wife wasn't around.
Right.
Thank God for the ladies. Anything else, David?
Yeah, only in New Mexico. So there's a Judge Sheriff Heath White. If you remember, he was the one that he helped himself to $162,000 worth of taxpayer money.
This happens.
Is this the guy who's going to judge his own case?
How did you get that already ahead of me saying it?
Go ahead, please tell us.
Go ahead. I'm interested to find out how you came upon this. So
yeah,
I was
just perusing the news.
You do this for a living.
The story was that the sheriff who had been found guilty, I guess, of embezzlement through some round robin selection was selected to be the judge of his own case.
Yeah. And a sheriff, which is, that's not a problem.
Nah, no biggie.
Somebody who's both the executive, the chief executive in a county, and a chief judicial officer in a county.
And a criminal.
And, this is a problem.
A legend.
You can't do all these things. You can only be one.
Well, this, sir, is New Mexico. We can do whatever we want. We do whatever we want out here since we are not part of the United States. We're
if I come to New Mexico, I'm not bringing any maple syrup because I don't trust you people.
Ha! We We have our own maple syrup, sir.
We've already squeezed it out of cactuses.
We have stolen plenty of it from people going through on I-40 and I-25. We take maple syrup at will, sir.
Yes, well, you know, that's the problem with being from a state where your number one exports are tree sap and rocks. That's what we have here in New Hampshire.
Right.
So, obviously, this guy isn't going to be allowed to judge his own trial. I mean, this is a fluke.
This is the same kind of fluke that put me in jail. You guys don't even know why they put me in jail. It was because of a fluke. It was a clerical error. But yes, this is New Mexico. And like I said on your show, the public defender dude said to me, he sees this stuff in court from judges, et cetera. Every single day they mess stuff up here in our wonderful state of New Mexico government. So, yeah, they indeed assigned Sheriff Judge Heath White to judge his own criminal case where he was the defendant. And then they discovered their error. And the Attorney General removed the defendant, Sheriff Judge Heath White, from presiding over his own criminal case. So they have remedied that problem. So
amazing, David. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Appreciate
the call,
it. Man. It's he always finds the best stuff. He's always got these good stories. And I mean, I think of all governments as corrupt,
right?
But he certainly makes the case that New Mexico's might be a little more corrupt than most.
Yeah, he's shared many a tale, and it's a lot of times it's just surprising. It's like, yeah, come on, David, you can't be. And then you research it, and yeah, he's
sure
right.
Enough.
He's right. In this case, the Attorney General felt that this may be inappropriate and ordered an investigation into why, just exactly how this happened.
Exemplary morals there in the Attorney General. I appreciate them doing it. Chris, I got to say, I think this is an important and auspicious show where we have reached our 200 station mark. I want to thank all the listeners, all the amplifiers, all the stations out there, everybody who takes us. I'd encourage people who like Free Talk Live to call their stations and ask for more, ask for us live, whatever it might be. We do appreciate people who call in live. Try to be as hard as I can to be as fair as I can with every caller. I'm not going to agree with every one of you by any stretch of the imagination. But remember, if you hear us recorded, you hear us on podcasts, you hear us delay broadcasts on radio stations across America, probably as many of them carry us delayed as they do live, you're always welcome to call in. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m., that's 1900 to 2200 hours
Eastern
time. I don't know what that is, Zulu. Don't ask me. I can't like add 5 to 19 and then across the...
Big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.